today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's 5:45 a.m. It's minus 10 degrees Celsius. We've got about 2 feet of snow.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. Thorn Gracia from Vienna, Virginia here. 2024 was another great year for new music, and I always enjoy the end of the year shows to hear what everyone else was listening to over the past 12 months. My song of the year is by Best Coast's Bethany Cosentino, who put out her first solo record in 2023. Even though the album got mixed reviews, I stuck with it. It's kind of Sheryl Crow-influenced, middle-of-the-road type rock, which, let's face it, is unpopular in new music circles right now. That said, the song that was at the top of my SoundCloud year-end list is the title track, Natural Disaster. My album of the year came out in September, and it's Avalanche by Jenny Owen Youngs. It's her first proper album in more than 10 years, and it's worth the wait. She's a great songwriter, and the first half of the album is pretty stellar, with the title track, a song called Knife Went In, and Goldenrod. But there's also a song that about having your head in your phone too much called It's Later Than You Think. As in, look up, it's later than you think. A line I've started using on my teenage son. Great show as always. Thanks for cranking out these podcasts every day. And see you soon, I'm sure.
Got a memory to amputate. Digging for the Novocaine. Looking for some relief. Doctor of ontology. Took some morning out of me. Like he was pulling teeth.
Niklas calling in from Sweden on my morning walk. It's 5:45 a.m. It's minus 10 degrees Celsius, 11 even, which is about 13 degrees Fahrenheit, as far as I can understand. We've got about 2 feet of snow, and it's been a lovely winter so far. I'm calling in about my favourite music of 2023, which was another brilliant year for music. And why am I calling in whilst walking in the morning, in the absolute black darkness? Well, on my morning walks, I put on my headphones and I listen to music, of course. And on these walks, I've listened to The Hives, Terra, Teenage Fan Club, Blur, Division 7, and Neon Waltz, and more, of course. But from these records, which were the top six on my list, the one that I listened most to is probably Blur, but the one that ended up as my favourite record of the year as Neon Waltz and Honey Now. And my top song, well, I think there are 10 very strong songs on this one, but Stranger Things, maybe. And as for my favourite song of 2023, I would have to go with Blur. That is an amazing record. And the song I've listened the most to is by far Barbaric. So that's all for me. Best wishes for 2024. To all the listeners, to Jim and Patrick, the interns, everyone listening in. Well, it's now, 5:48, and I better step up my game. All the best, cheers, bye-bye.
Which, let's face it, is unpopular in new music circles right now.